Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Going to bring on Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers. And I've been very confident about this Packer team and their chances, not just this weekend, but into the next weekend and maybe even further. But I got to be honest, if it's just going to be us boys, me and Pete talking, the Niners, I mean, they're one of the hottest teams in football. I mean, if you look at it, they beat up on a Houston Texans team that doesn't care. They were down big against the Rams before the Rams decided, we're good. And then they came back and had an overtime win. And then, of course, they beat the Dallas Cowboys last weekend by 30 points. Actually, wait, it was only six. Against a team that was penalized 14 times and doesn't know how to manage the clock. Oh, maybe the Niners are not as hot as everybody's making it out to be. Am I going crazy, Pete? What the hell's going on? Why are people acting like the Packers are the underdog here?
Well, you know what's so funny, and I have the same experience watching all of this that you do, is if you just look at all of the predictions of all of the people who cover the sport around the league, everyone's picking the Packers. But every clip on Twitter that you see is some other talking head saying, well, but the Packers have to be worried about this guy, and Debo Samuel is this. And it's just sort of like this very weird thing where I don't know if people are just making disingenuous arguments, because that would never happen. Sports talk radio would never do that. Sports TV would never do that just to drive some attention. I know that would never happen, but it does seem like the Packers, who, by the way, all the money is pouring in on Green Bay, too. The line opened at 4.5 or 5 a lot of places. It's now 5.5, 6. So it's all very weird to me. I don't understand it, but I'm like you. I'm looking at this game going, if the Packers play the way that the Packers have played all season, they're going to win. This is a 9-win football team they're playing.
Well, one guy that did not take the Packers, he actually didn't take anybody yet, Peter Schrager went TBD. Because he can't make a decision yet because, you know, he's best friends with John Lynch and he cried for him to get on to the Hall of Fame. So not everybody yet has taken the Packers officially. But you're right, Peter. I mean, you look at this and you look at the Packers. I mean, let's talk about the Packers. Yeah, Debo Samuel, okay. And then whoever their running back du jour is. Right now it's Eli Mitchell. But if you look at the Packers, like, how are the Niners going to stop the Packers? We've got Davante Adams, Randall Cobb's coming back. They've worked in Lazard very well over the last month. And I'm really high on Aaron Jones this weekend. I think a lot of us think cold and we think A.J. Dillon. I'm liking anything Aaron Jones related come on Saturday night.
I'm with you. I'm a little nervous about how much we're agreeing about this right now. Because if you go back to the Thursday night game, in the 2020 season, Aaron Jones was coming off an MCL injury. He'd been out a couple weeks, and Matt LaFleur says, yep, he's on a pitch count. This is why you cannot trust coaches when they say stuff like that. And then they go out and they make the offense out of Aaron Jones. And he's running jet sweeps and he's catching passes, and he was their offense. And they go out and they blow out the 49ers, who had, you know, COVID issues and injuries. And it was basically the AAA, you know, Santa Clara team. It was not really the full 49er team, but still, that was that defense, and Aaron Jones was the star of it. The Davante Adams point is excellently made. I wrote about him for the Leap newsletter, a newsletter I would love for you to subscribe to. This week, Devontae Adams has been the X factor in this matchup, even in games that they've lost. The 49ers have had no answers for Devontae Adams. In fact, the game that they lost, it was when he had the most success in the second half. He just ripped the 49ers apart when they tried to get back into that game. But the last two contests, it has been Devontae Adams winning one-on-one on the outside. It doesn't matter what kind of coverage you want to play against him. The 49ers have shown no appetite to double him. And so if that's the way that you're going to play him, he's going to eat you up. And so, yes, I would love for a little bit more attention to be paid to the best receiver in football against a team with no corners. I think that would be, you know, just like a smart thing to do.
I mean, the Packers have so many weapons. They really do. And I really expect, you know, Cobb to have some catches. And like I said, Lazard and the duo they've got in the backfield. The Niners, though, everybody is fascinated with Deebo Samuel. And I think it's because of what he is and what he's doing. He's a wide receiver that's suddenly a running back, and he's getting into the end zone. I mean, they're not giving him the ball more than 5-6 times a game, but he's scoring consistently. He's somebody that you think, okay, Niners running. Boy, we've seen the Niners run on the Packers in the playoffs before, whether it's Raheem Mostert, whether it's Colin Kaepernick. You know, just looking up some of those stats this week, I forgot he had like 180 yards against us. Brutal. But the Packers, I got to think, like, their defense is better than those defenses. They've got, you know, Zadarius looks like he's coming back, and then Preston and Rashawn Gary. And just to stop the run, Kenny Clark's playing well. The other guys on that line are playing well. And now they have – it's not Blake Martinez running out there. It's not A.J. Hawk running out there. No offense to them. But Devondre Campbell's an all-pro at that position. I mean, if there's a team that I think can stop – of all these Packer teams that can stop the run, this team's got the best chance to stop the actual run to me.
Yeah, maybe some offense to them in this case. But
yes.
That's just, you know, it is what it is. Devondre Campbell is a first-team all-pro. He's just better than those guys. So, look, the Packers defense has done what they've done all season. They're going to do what they want to do. They're going to play with two deep safeties. They're going to try and stop the run with light boxes, and they're not going to let you beat them deep. And that has worked for most of the season. They stopped the run with light boxes, not just like, hey, put seven versus eight. No, Packers played plenty of six and some like 6.5 man boxes where you have a safety down in there and it's really seven against the 49ers, held them under 4 yards a carry. Now, I know that was Trey Sermon, not Elijah Mitchell, but Trey Sermon was the guy everyone wanted to see. He was the prize rookie running back, not Mitchell. And he got the carries against Green Bay and couldn't do anything with them. And if it not for a group of terrible, and I mean terrible, defensive pass interference calls in that first 49er game, the Packers had the 49ers stop twice on third down, including a 3rd and 14, I believe it was, on awesome coverage from Eric Stokes that got whistled, where it'd be just because Brandon Ayuk fell over. And Stokes had a great coverage at the end of the first half on Mohamed Sanu and got whistled for a very ticky-tack defensive pass interference call. The 49ers end up scoring on both of those drives. The defensive pass interference call on Stokes against Ayuk in the fourth quarter was like a 40-yard penalty, and the guy just fell over. Like the Packers held that 49ers team under 300 yards of offense. So why not talk about that performance? Also, the idea that the Packers can be stopped with this template of running the ball and rushing with four, it does not fit with reality. No one has done it all season. Aaron Rodgers has the best passer rating against four-man rush in the NFL this season. You want to rush him with four? Fine. You're not going to get home, especially not with David Bakhtiari likely out there, with Lucas Patrick playing for Royce Newman at right guard. And the way this offense has become so versatile with the run and pass game, and then running the ball. Yeah, the Browns did it effectively. Did they win that game? No. And you're going to need to score points. You can say the Ravens did it, but the Ravens put up 30. Are the 49ers going to come to Lambeau with broken down Jimmy Garoppolo and score 30 points on the Packers? I don't see it. But the Packers have already scored 30 points on the 49ers this season, and they did it in San Francisco.
What kind of impact would Jair, I mean, and Zadarius should we expect? Again, Zadarius not, as we're talking here, he's not officially on the roster. But that's, I mean, he's going to be on the roster.
Yeah, he's gonna be out there. It's a playoff game, and potentially his last ride in Green Bay. We don't know what his future holds either.
Because I think like 20, 25 snaps, he'll make do with what he needs to make do with. But Jair, I don't know what they end up doing there.
Yeah, the thing is they don't have to rush him back, so to speak. They have to probably feel pretty good about Eric Stokes, who handled himself with aplomb in the first game in his very first start. In a matchup with Deebo Samuel and matchups with Brandon Ayuk. In fact, I thought down-to-down, play-to-play in coverage, he was better than Jair Alexander in that game. Jair was a little uncharacteristically off playing the ball in that, although he had that beautiful peel-back interception on the deep shot to George Kittle. You can pretty much do whatever you want with Jair because of what he is as a player. So you want to throw him out there and let him play on the boundary for 40 or 50 snaps? You probably can do that. You want to put him in the slot in nickel situations? You probably can do that. You want to bring him in as a dime back? My thing is, if he can play, he can play, right? If he can play, then you have to let him play. And if he says, "Coach, I'm good," then, you know, he should be out there as much as he can be. Now, what I do appreciate about Matt LaFleur is he's willing to say, "Yes, you're healthy, but you're not in game shape. And we just don't want you to be taken advantage of. They run two go routes on you in a row, and all of a sudden you're gassed." They have rotated corners at times over the season. Kevin King working back, you know, he works back in. Russell Douglas eventually just grabbed that job from him. But they were playing in a rotation. I would expect that, and I would expect some situational matchups where it's just, okay, you see number 19, that's your guy. And you got him, and you got him wherever he goes. And I would expect that if the 49ers are trying to come back in the fourth quarter, that is exactly how they will use him. Hey, you just follow Deebo Samuel everywhere he goes. If he's in the backfield, spy him from the slot. He's out wide. You got him out there, man coverage, regardless of what we're doing anywhere else. They have to have a plan for Deebo because this receiver in the backfield thing has been a problem for them. Going back to the Vikings game, The Vikings did it with Justin Jefferson, and it was an issue. The Bears did it, scored a touchdown on a little angle route with a receiver in the backfield. Joe Barry and this staff have to have a plan for that. Now, luckily, they know that the 49ers want to do it. It's already on tape. They've seen it, and they haven't really used Deebo out of the backfield. That is probably the variation that we will see, that they'll use Deebo out of the backfield a little bit more as a pass catcher, not just a runner. But you have to think. I mean, if this is a Super Bowl caliber team and a Super Bowl caliber coaching staff, they have to have a plan for that.
Your phone sounds tremendous, by the way. I don't know what it is, but it sounds like this is the best phone I've ever talked to anybody on.
It's not even a new phone.
Yeah, maybe that's the secret. I got everybody, people call me in from all over the place. They like, God, sound like they're just inventing the phone. It's terrible. This is an incredible phone. All right. This is why Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers, Locked On Today on the Odyssey app, the Leap newsletter. This is why I'm so confident in the Packers in a run this year, because I keep saying I think they are, well, I'm very confident they're going to the Super Bowl. I don't know. I don't know yet about the Super Bowl, but they're going, because I have to be. Because if they don't do it this year, when do you do it? Everything is laid out for them. They're getting all these guys back. They're already the best team in the league. Now you're getting all these guys back, and it's at home. It's going to be the temperature they want. You know, there might be a few more Niners fans than I want there Saturday. We'll see. But you're going to have a full stadium. There's no better way to lay this out for the Packers that with everything else that could happen. Because as soon as the season's over, win or lose, next season is going to come up very fast, and there's going to be a lot of decisions that have to be made. It just doesn't feel like this is the time for that. And it feels like this team has an awareness and a recognition about what they are and what they can be. I just have a really hard time envisioning what would need to go wrong for them to not go to the Super Bowl this season.
Yeah, I described it on my podcast earlier this week as the 2019 team always felt a little smoke and mirrorsy, and I think they knew that. And we heard all year, oh, we're close, but I think especially someone like Aaron Rodgers, he's smart enough to know the difference between a championship team and what they had in 2019. And then in 2020, they thought the number one seed was the thing, I think. and they got it, and they felt like, okay, this is our time. We're the best team. And they were sure. I mean, you could see it on their faces after the NFC Championship game. I mean, I've never seen a coach sort of more in shock after a game. The Packers thought they were going to beat Tampa Bay and go to the Super Bowl. They believed that. They had a good week of practice, they said. But I think they were a little overconfident. I think they felt like, okay, this is us. This is our time. And this year, they just seem to have a little bit more focus, a little bit more steely-eyed reserve, a little bit more like, okay, we know even if we get the number one seed, I think that's why they wanted to play in week 18. They wanted to stay sharp because they understood the goal was more than just the one seed. The goal is the Super Bowl, and you need to have a sort of measured confidence about you to say, okay, look, if we play our best, we are the best, but we need to play our best. And if we don't, someone's going to beat us because someone did beat us last year and we didn't play our best. And so you need the best. You need Za'Darius Smith to be a guy. He doesn't need to be a superstar, but he needs to show up. He didn't show up in the NFC Championship game last year. Aaron Jones was terrific in the Rams divisional round last year and then played the worst game of his career in the NFC Championship game. Randall Cobb wasn't on this team the last 2 years to make this run with them. And he's in tears on a podcast this week talking about what the Super Bowl would mean to him. This is Devondre Campbell in tears about being an all pro. You mentioned it. If it's not this team, it just feels like how do you have a Super Bowl team if this isn't it?
Peter Bukowski, what brilliant analysis, especially the parts where we agreed. And you can find him on the Locked On Packers podcast and the newsletter, The Leap. I always appreciate your time. I know you're busy. You're a good, dear friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Barman.
That's it?
Well, you seem like you were trying to get me off the line here. I don't know if you have a hard out. You've got a break to get to.
Hard out. No, I barely have an out.
I appreciate you having me on.
I built you up. I want a little scratchy backy.
All right, I got you. I just want to know, have you picked out your seat on the parade route yet?
No, I'm not doing a parade at Lambeau. I'm buying a house on Lombardi.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I just want to know that I'll put beer in the fridge when I come back.
Yeah, chairs are so 2021. I'm buying a house.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Hey, man. Appreciate you.
Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers. You can find him on the Odyssey app, of course, the Leap newsletter. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. Greatmidwestbank.com today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.